You're listening to SBS News.
Electrician Bo Malone has been in the industry for almost 20 years. He'd been working for a company for almost a year when it went broke in 2009. Later learning, the business had failed to pay his superannuation contributions and he was powerless to get his money back.
Estimates say that with the $7,000 that I was owed and not paid at that time and never recovered, that could be upwards of $28,000 plus. When I go to retire. So that's a fair dent in what's a sole income family.
He's far from the only one. It's estimated one in three eligible workers are being shortchanged in super contributions from employers. The average underpayment per worker is over $2,000. The federal government says it wants to recoup some of that money through the passage of a bill that gives employers a one-off six-month amnesty. Assistant Superannuation Minister Jane Hume says more than $160 million is expected to be returned to workers who would otherwise have missed out.
Sometimes you find that employers inadvertently pay the wrong amount of superannuation. Sometimes it is intentional, sometimes it is nefarious. But most of the time, employers want an opportunity to make good to their employees. But the penalties are so steep, it discourages them from coming forward.
Employers who come forward during the amnesty period will have to repay the superannuation plus 10% interest. But Labor's financial services spokesman Stephen Jones says the new legislation gives unscrupulous businesses a free pass.
It's a drop in the ocean when compared to the $6 billion worth of unpaid super that isn't ending up into people's superannuation accounts.
In the last year, large companies including accounting firm EY, Wesfarmers and News Corp have admitted to underpaying employees' superannuation. Matt Linden is Deputy Chief Executive of Industry Super Australia. He says the new law doesn't go far enough towards addressing the scale of unpaid super in Australia.
The key problem with this bill is that it doesn't address the root cause of these underpayments, and that is that at the moment employers can hang on to the superannuation entitlements of their employees for 3 or 4 months rather than depositing it into their account.
While Bo Malone has come to terms with his losses, he wants systematic changes made to ensure it doesn't happen again.
The laws need to change, and I think certainly if it's a requirement for employers to pay weekly, that will be a bonus for working Australians.
Amy Hall, SBS News.